This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means I will be joined by Rob Regish as we perform the Blueprint Power Hour. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, man. Just back from Gainesville. Had a great workout.
What'd you train today?
Did barbell hip thrusts. Worked up to 700 pounds for 5 reps. So I'll be feeling that tomorrow. I do them flat on the floor.
Okay, so it's more of a that's actually considered a bridge. Not a bridge. I'm trying to think. A glute bridge. Yeah, that's a glute bridge. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you really feel it in the entire posterior chain, right down to my calves. It's really remarkable.
Yeah. And we're being joined for the first few minutes by a good friend of the show, and that's Steve Lapidus over at AgeForce. How you doing, Steve? Oh, what happened to Steve? Hold on a second. Anyway, give me a second, just 1 second. Why don't you talk a little bit, Rob?
Well, you know, as luck would have it, my good friend Jennifer just reordered more AgeForce fat loss patches.
Really? How are they working?
Oh my gosh, you should see her. Just lean as a racehorse. And I, that's the most complimentary of terms. So, you know, she's liking it. She's been using them now for, gosh, 2-3 months. And, you know, to look at her is, it's amazing. I mean, she was inactive due to a rotator cuff injury, which gratefully is much better. But she has stayed lean and she eats, you know, she's not afraid to eat. So, it's remarkable, really.
We actually have Steve back on the line. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, Carl. I got confused when I heard Rob on the phone.
Oh, so you just hung up.
Hire Rob.
Yeah, that's not uncommon, Steve.
People always hang up when they hear Rob on the phone. Anyway,
there you go.
That's why he tried to be a telemarketer early on, but it didn't work. As soon as they heard him, they hung up. Steve, we have you on because we have a monumentous announcement to make, and this really is an exciting one. So, Steve and his group are always looking for ways to capitalize on patch delivery where oral delivery fails to really, really do the best possible job. And lo and behold, those of you who love anti-aging science and supplements are going to love this. So AgeForce has introduced a brand new patch this week, right?
Yep. Absolutely. Yesterday, actually. We introduced yesterday.
Talk about it and talk about its efficiency.
Well, again, just to key on what you said, Carl, we have always been very, very high on the research and the science behind resveratrol. I guess it was 3 or 4 years ago, there was a whole lot of buzz about resveratrol from red wine and grapes and all of the health and the fitness benefits from it, but there were a tremendous amount of studies, and there still are ongoing studies, peer review studies, clinical trials. Resveratrol is terrific. That's the good news. The bad news is, or the other news is, that it's virtually impossible to get resveratrol into your bloodstream when you take it orally.
Really?
Between the digestive acid in your stomach, between the bacteria in your intestines, and between the filtering process of the first liver pass,
right.
You know, the liver is the gatekeeper between right. what you eat and what gets into the bloodstream, less than 1% of the resveratrol that you would take orally gets into your bloodstream.
So these people are pounding down 500 milligrams of resveratrol at a time.
They're getting
5 milligrams.
Five or less, depending on when they take the pill and or the capsule and or what else they're eating at the time.
Right.
And this isn't just us saying less than 1%. You can go to Wikipedia Wikipedia and type in resveratrol, or go to other studies like the bioavailability of resveratrol. I mean, this is science. Less than 1% gets into the bloodstream when it's orally ingested. So we felt, with all the terrific health and fitness benefits of resveratrol, we felt that a patch would be absolutely appropriate and a great answer. And our new patch has 75 milligrams of trans resveratrol, and that's important because there are different forms of resveratrol. But trans resveratrol is the best and the most expensive and the most effective form. There are 75 milligrams of resveratrol that's delivered, over the 8-hour time release of the patch directly into your bloodstream. You would have to take an oral dose of a minimum of 7,500 milligrams to get that kind of delivery.
Right.
We're just really, really excited. And when it comes to benefits, you're dealing with anti-aging. It's an incredible antioxidant. It elevates energy and endurance. Early studies are showing that it may prevent certain types of cancer, reduces the risk of heart disease, has anti-diabetic effects.
Yeah, it was actually in one clinical trial, it was compared to metformin and outperformed metformin in stabilizing blood sugar levels on a milligram to milligram basis.
Right. Elevates testosterone levels. It's an antiviral. It's an anti-inflammatory. Obviously, the anti-aging studies are going to have to be long-term to be proven out, but they typically point to the tremendous life expectancy of French people because of their high red wine intake. But we're just really, really excited about this patch. There's a battle.
I don't think it's the red wine between you and I. I mean, I know that resveratrol has some fantastic benefits, but that whole French paradox. In my humble opinion, it's not in the red wine, because if it was, all those guys on the Bowery would live forever, Steve.
Yeah, I hear. Meanwhile, we've got to introduce the patch, as we always do. We introduce it with Superhuman Radio, an exclusive, a buy one, get one free offer. The banner is up right at the top of your website right now. Your listeners can go to that. Click on that website. It takes them to a special buy one, get one free order page. They don't have to, no promo code.
That's a blind page. The only way you can get there is to click the banner at the very, very top of the Superhuman Radio, right above my banner, which has my name and the name of the show. Right above
that. And that buy one, get one free call is for all of our, for all four order options. They can do the auto ship, buy one, get one free. They can do a 30-day, a 90-day, or a 180-day supply. We double the patches, and if you use the auto ship, you lock in the BOGO for as long as your auto ship remains active.
Yeah.
So, again, a terrific, terrific patch for health and fitness, and for the first time, a delivery system that gets resveratrol into the bloodstream where it has to go to generate the benefits, that proven benefits.
How long will this offer last, the one that's up on the Supreme Radio website right now?
Through the end of the month.
Okay. So they have just another approximately 12 days, and that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad. It's all the way at the very, very top of superhumanradio.com. It's very, very top of the page. And, again, no coupon code needed. You have to get to the page. It's a blind page. You have to get there through the banner ad. It's not available to anybody else out there at this point in time.
Terrific. We're excited about it. It's a great patch. We're delivering a whole host of health and fitness benefits for the first time. People are really going to be able to get the benefits of resveratrol.
Yeah. Very, very
cool. We're excited.
And you know what?
Okay.
When you let me know about this patch, and Rob, feel free to chime in here. When Steve let me know about this patch, I was shocked that less than 1% of orally administered resveratrol was actually making it into the bloodstream. I mean, because I just assumed that there was a higher amount getting in. I never really looked into it. And then as soon as I started, I thought, oh, there's got to be something wrong. That's not. And as soon as I started looking at the research, you were right. I mean, I was like, holy mackerel. This is less.
You know, I'll second that. The research is very clear. I was considering trans resveratrol to use in one of my products, but being an oral, I just couldn't justify it due to the low bioavailability of such.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it really offers just this, you know, tremendous swath of benefits, but, you know, it's hamstrung by that bioavailability when it's used orally.
Yeah. So there you go. So Age Force has solved the problem. You now can get a transdermally delivered trans resveratrol product. Say trans twice. How do you like that? Transdermal resveratrol.
There you go. That's a tongue twister. Again, thanks for having me on. I'm going to leave it to you, Carl and Rob.
Okay.
Again, we're excited about this patch. This is a real breakthrough for us and for a terrific supplement that'll finally be able to live up to its promise for the people that order it.
There you go. There you go. Thanks a lot, Steve. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
All right, so there you have it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad all the way at the very, very top of the page. You can't miss it. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free while it lasts just for another 12 days, actually. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to resume our normal Blueprint Power Hour. We've got lots of great questions. Rob will be delivering answers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor-formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. a special offer from Rob Ragish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
It was summertime in northern Michigan.
Welcome back. We got lots of great questions. The first one is going to be from Tom Dietrich, but I think Rob has a shout-out that he wants to acknowledge somebody who's been giving him some help. Is that right, Rob?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to my new friend, Gianna. She's lost 26 pounds so far and plans to lose another 20. You know, I have no doubt she'll succeed, and I really admire her hard work.
Now, is she one of your training clients?
No, not yet. but I'll be meeting her in a couple of weeks. And I'm just so, you know, whenever somebody succeeds in physical culture, I'm very interested in, you know, the personal story.
Right.
How did they do it? What worked for them? You know, from what I understand, it was just a matter of cleaning up the diet of junk food, a lot of water, and a lot of hard work in the gym. And that's a great start because, you know, she didn't go to extremes. She's not on a ketogenic or a low-carb diet. So I'm excited, you know, to hopefully help her and take the next step.
So let's get started now with the first question that comes from Tom Dietrich. He says, I'm part of Rob's Blueprint Army and follow a personalized plan right now, which means that he is one of your clients, right, if you're doing a personalized plan.
Yes, yep.
My first question is, a training question about squats. I know I'm supposed to push off with my heels, but I always want to push off with my toes. Any advice on this would be great. Sure, cut off your toes. Second question is, I like to use a pre-intra workout drink. I work out fasted first thing in the morning. I have used Gaspari's product in the past, but I'm using Synthogen and everything else Rob recommends from our conversation. You guys were just talking about a product without any stims, but I can't remember the name. Lastly, can my wife follow a lifting plan similar to the whole body three times a week plan, like heavy, medium, light, with some cardio in between? And do you have any other ideas? Okay, so you got a three-part question here.
Yeah, with respect to the first question for the, you know, the squatting, I would try box squatting and push out and down with the feet as opposed to your, you know, pushing with your heels or your toe. Once you have a few dozen sessions under your belt, likely sooner, you're going to find it much easier. And that's because it builds into your central nervous system and you'll no longer, you know, overthink it. I've said it before, I'll say it again because it's true. Most people squat on a toilet seat with better form than they do in the gym.
Right.
And a lot of that is repetition, and the box squat teaches repetition. So, you know, like the toilet seat, it also teaches proper depth, right? You see it all the time in the gym. As the squats get heavier, they get higher. And there's no such problem with the box squat. Perfect depth every time once you get your setup down. You know, with respect to the non-stim drink, I believe that was Extreme Formulations Vengeance. And stacking or rotating it with Synthogen is a great strategy because although it contains a very modest amount of caffeine, I think it's the last on the label, it isn't a stim per se. It just puts you in the zone, so to speak. It tastes great. It's economical when used on training days only, and it works exceptionally well. Finally, with respect to your wife, I rather like one whole body session, heavier and longer rest in between sets, and then an EDT-type hypertrophy template on Wednesdays, let's say, and a lactic acid tolerance training or a fast-paced, very little rest between sets on Friday. That hits all the energy systems and will leave her, or will give her, rather, a good mix of strength, muscle tone, and conditioning and fat loss. So, you know, give that a shot, Tom, and let me know how you and your wife make out.
I think the pre-workout supplement that he was talking about, which is one that we talked about, is one from Blackstone Labs called Razor's Edge, which does not have any caffeine in it, any stims at all. But what it does have is adrafinil, which converts to modafinil in the liver.
Yeah.
And modafinil is sold under the prescription name of, why can't I think of it now? Isn't that funny? A lot of airline pilots take it. It's actually a anti-narcoleptic drug.
Modafinil.
Yeah, modafinil. It's sold under the name Provigil. If you want to learn about what modafinil is, adrafinil turns into modafinil at a pretty high rate. So
right.
Razor's Edge has no stims in it, just focus. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback from people who took advantage of using a coupon code SHR30 or SHR at checkout over at Blackstone Labs, and you can get 30% off a bottle of Razor's Edge. That's another one that doesn't have any stims in it whatsoever, just all focus, no excitement. So there you go. All right, so the next one comes from Galen Tiemann. He says, hey, Coach Rob, I had a question about 2.0. I finally had a chance to start my blueprint. When you refer to jump sets, is that another way to say supersets? Hope this isn't a simply overlooked on my part. This famine phase is tough, but I am 3 days into it and gearing up for the gym.
Yeah, well, first things first, welcome to the Blueprint Army, Galen. You know, bodybuilders and athletes from every sport have discovered what only a select few have been privy to. The Blueprint is a new way, and it's a better way of doing business. So having said that, jump sets are similar to supersets, yes. Although they're not exactly the same, most trainees make the connection, which is to say two sets back-to-back. Now, true supersets work the same muscle group, where jump sets usually specify a push-pull combination. So in this way, we maintain balance between the muscle groups, particularly important in the shoulders, and take advantage of the central nervous system recruiting more muscle. It also amplifies strength and packs more work in any given unit of time, which is the physiological trigger for muscle growth. You know, that's just one trick Blueprint has up its sleeve. We also simultaneously boost your alpha strength or your one rep max strength, your total tonnage work, static holds, and even cardio, you know, your work capacity to arrive at new personal records and a physical zenith most never thought possible. So, you know, if you're interested in that, there's more info on CoachRobRegish.com. But, you know, just real happy for you, Galen, that you're on your way.
Next question comes from Cliff Wicks. He says, started listening to Superhuman Radio about 3 months ago, and I look forward to your appearance every week. Was wondering what you thought of Mike Mahler's aggressive strength testosterone booster, which uses, among other things, bulbine natalensis, which, by the way, Carl Lenore discovered. nobody knows that, but anyway, a South African herb that naturally increases testosterone production upwards of 300% while slightly inhibiting estrogen production. Was wondering if it would work well in conjunction with Synthogen or just stick with the Synthogen alone. Any insights would be greatly appreciated. Thanks for what you and Carl do. And by the way, Mahler's Aggressive Strength Testosterone Booster is now a sponsor of our show.
Yeah, well, you know, at 42, you're an excellent candidate. I normally counsel that nothing extra is needed if you're using Synthogen, but the exception are those over 30 and in need of a hormone boost. Protein synthesis doesn't happen without the essential amino acids being in circulation at the right time, though, which is precisely why Synthogen features them so prominently. So by all means, pursue boosting tests with bulbine natalensis, and especially when you're running Synthogen heavy. Transdermal DHEA and of course, HRT are two other options for boosting tests, but the science and anecdotal feedback are both compelling. But I need to tell you, you know, bulbine natalensis, the feedback that I'm seeing is remarkable, especially for a natural product. I mean, this is something that you feel. There's no question about it. It's not one of those supplements where Yeah, I think it's working. You feel it.
Well, I'll talk about that. So Dr. Toyin Yakubu was a friend of mine back in 2005 when he published his first study showing an herb called Fidogia agrestis and its ability to elevate testosterone levels.
Right.
And then a year and a half later, he published another study on bulbine. Both times he appeared on my show to talk about those. No one knew what either of these things were until we talked about it here on Supreme Radio. And promptly, once I spoke about them, word started to travel. And sure enough, companies like VPX and others, not VPX, a company out of Canada. Is that VPX out of Canada?
No, VPX is out of Florida.
The big, big, big company out of Canada that produces supplements. I can't think of their name right now. But anyway, several people jumped on both the Fidogia agrestis and the bulbine. The amazing thing about bulbine is that it works by elevating testicular cholesterol production. So it makes the Leydig cells much more efficient at producing testosterone for the same amount of stimulation from luteinizing hormone. It
Wow.
does not elevate serum levels of cholesterol. Because that was one of my questions. I says, wow, does this increase arteriosclerotic index, you know, by increase? No, it only increases testicular cholesterol. And those who use it notice that the boys get bigger. So, it's really amazing stuff. And again, I talked about it. I talked about bulbine in end of 2006 or beginning of 2007. And sure enough, it's made its way into the market here, and it's a pretty good product. Dr. Toyin Yakubu worked at the University of Ilorin in Ilorin, Nigeria, and he's the one who discovered both of these and published studies on both of them and appeared on my show on both of them. And I connected some of the people who are producing these things today with him so that they could get a hold of the real McCoy, because it wasn't easy to come by, I can tell you that. One of those guys is from Driven Sports, Matt Cahill. He has the real thing when it comes to bulbine natalensis, I can tell you that, because I know that he worked through Toyin Yakubu to acquire it as well.
Wow.
Yeah, great stuff. Okay, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we have a question from Lee Papathanasiou. Am I pronouncing that right?
Hopefully.
Papathanasiou. Papathanasiou, that's my guess. If I butchered it, Lee, I'm sorry. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. It's the Blueprint Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use AuraMD. AuraMD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of AuraMD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the AuraMD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but AuraMD, and neither should you.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere, guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hey, welcome back. So Lee Papathanasiou, I hope I said that right. I'm sorry if I didn't, Lee. He says, I was reading on your, hey Rob, you have to talk.
Yeah, how's that?
A little bit more than that.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I don't know what, we're going to have to figure out why this does this, because I don't have this problem with other people, but for some reason I get feedback for the first couple minutes when you come back. I was reading up on Tranquilogen product, and I see that it contains curcumin extract. I've done a bit of research on various extracts available. Primary obstacle encountered is enabling the curcumin to pass the blood-brain barrier. So its neuroprotective antioxidant effects can affect the brain. I understand... What the heck? Oh, sorry about that. That's me. I understand that the intention of including this ingredient in Tranquilogen is for muscle recovery. However, I'm curious what you think the efficacy is of CurcuClear on crossing the blood-brain barrier. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, he brings up an interesting point. CurcuClear was designed more so for muscle recovery. However, there is recent research to suggest that the curcumoids inherent therein do in fact cross the blood-brain barrier. For example, Sigrid Langhans, he's a PhD at the Nemours Center for Children's Cancer Research in Delaware, is planning clinical trials with it. And here's a direct quote. One of the interesting things about curcumin is that it can cross the blood-brain barrier. She recently said that in an interview with Medscape News. So it's not as clear-cut and dry as we thought. So during my research, I also came across studies showing its effects against Alzheimer's and some other cognitive decline disorders. So this, again, points to curcumin's ability to work in the brain, either as an antioxidant or a neuroprotective, maybe even an anti-inflammatory. Now, you couple that with Tranquilogen's ability to balance serotonin and dopamine, along with improved cerebral vasodilation from the pycnamelin, and you arrive at a powerful brain protection. And since using it, myself and others have noticed an uptick, nice uptick, in mental function, the ability to arrange complex thoughts, and better tolerate stressful situations. There seems to be no limit to what curcumin can do, and Tranquilogen delivers a whopping dose of it. You get a full gram of curcumin concentrate at the suggested daily dose, along with 3 to 4 other synergistic compounds. So I hope that helps, Lee. It looks like curcumin can cross the blood-brain barrier and work its magic.
I like curcumin. I really do. I'm a big fan.
Oh, it's one of the, you know, you can take it and feel the effects. At least, you know, if you've got inflammatory conditions, like I've got a little tennis elbow, I won't train without it.
David Whitcomb says, I've been thinking about buying Synthogen and Tranquilogen. Are you able to please advise on how to stack them? I'm 32 years old, 5'8", 72 kilograms, 12 to 14% body fat. Only other supplements I take are liquid multivitamin, Source of Life, liquid gold. Any thoughts on these supplements would be greatly appreciated. Also, can I take 4 Synthogen on gym days and not the other 3 days, or maybe reduce the overall dose?
Yeah, you know, we got a lot of Synthogen questions this week, and part of that is people are getting their Synthogen finally after that long period where it was sold out. So these are great questions. It's going to help users of Synthogen and Tranquilogen across the board. When you're stacking the two, I'll say this. You seem to need less Synthogen to get its hallmark effects. And I suspect this goes back to curcumin again, the effects on muscle recovery, wherein studies have shown it regenerates muscle 5 times faster than placebo. And those were U.S. Army studies not funded by the supplement industry. So you want to start with around 7 caps of Synthogen pre- and post-workout, and then add just 1 cap of Tranquilogen pre- and post-training. Then you want to progressively dial the Synthogen back to 6 and 6, 5 and 5, etc., until such time as you establish your lowest effective dose. I have seen lighter lifters, get away with as little as 4 and 4, although it takes some experimentation. There's a way to take it on training days only, and that's best done with a twin pack of Synthogen. So here it is. You load the first bottle at max dose on training days, which is, you know, 7 and 7 or 5, 5 and 5. Off days is 3 caps 3 times a day just prior to your 3 biggest meals. That's the loading phase. Your second bottle, you use it on just training days only at your lowest effective dose along with Tranquilogen. And doing so results in incredibly fast recovery, less Synthogen used, and bottom line, much faster progress in the gym. That tag team, Synthogen and Tranquilogen, simply can't be beat, and you'd be hard-pressed to find anything close.
The next question comes from, well, actually, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a break. I'm sorry. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a question from Kano Papitas, who I know lives either in Australia or New Zealand, I want to say. Big fan of the show. But anyway, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up with the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by The Blueprint. Sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin today and get the Blueprint 3.0 plus the add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout for free as gifts from Rob Regish. Check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhumans.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
So you know what the beauty of having the Superhuman Radio Network iPhone and Android app is, Rob Regish? I'll tell you what it is.
Surprise me.
Expediency. Tom Dietrich just messaged me through the app and said, Razor's Edge. That's what I was looking for. Perfect.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. There you go. And by the way, so we're giving away 2 free tickets every single day from now till the end of the month to the Arnold. The only way you can win is if you have the Supreme Radio iPhone app. Every single day, a new name will be picked. We'll be announcing them at the end of this week, or the whole tally of them. All you have to do is get the app, use the same message interface that Tom just used to send me a message, and just say, I want Arnold tickets. And Elisa is going through every day randomly and picking a different name. You just have to enter once, and we'll let you know if you've got free tickets waiting for you at the will call booth at the Arnold.
So, doesn't get better than that.
Doesn't get better than that, does it? Okay, so here you go. Next question comes from Kano Papitas. He says, hey, coach. I have a question for yourself and Carl. As you might remember, I have been on TRT at the ripe age of 24. Have you or Carl known anyone to come off TRT with success? Yes, especially at your age. And what things did you do to bring them back? What did they do? Secondly, if it doesn't work, I'm traveling to South America and I'm a bit worried about taking my medications with me as I don't want to give the customs anything to pull me aside. If you or Carl has have traveled whilst having medications, where did you go? How did you do it? I can answer the second question, but go ahead. You go first.
Yeah, probably better than me, but with respect to the first question, yes, I have known people to come off HRT successfully, but it takes some planning on your part. I'm not sure why you'd want to come off.
At 24, I can see why. How old is he now?
I'm assuming 24.
Okay. Well, I could see why I'd want to come off, but okay, go ahead.
So the key is not staying on too long, or being on too high of a dose, which is unlikely if you're working through your doctor and getting blood work done. Suppression is almost always a function of duration and going too high, right? Way above the supraphysiological range. In practice, this means 6 weeks on and 4 weeks off, in my opinion. That's how guys I've known have done it. Ideally, with HCG or like post-cycle therapy to jumpstart production again. Now, I know of some progressive MDs that are using HCG almost exclusively in getting and keeping test levels up. I haven't traveled with that medication. I'd like to get on TRT, but I'm working with a doctor now. But I'd for sure bring that doctor's script with me if I did travel. If you don't have a doctor's script, having a diabetic ID card goes a long way towards explaining those darts you have with you. Another option is if you're using long-chain esters and shooting up a boatload of it prior to leaving.
Okay, first things first. In order to find out, if you want to get off TRT, you have to find an andrologist. This is an endocrinologist who specializes, as the name implies, in andrology or men's hormone function, okay? You're going to have to be off your testosterone probably for the better part of a month, I predict. And then what your andrologist will do is inject you with gonadotropin-releasing hormone at a pretty high dose and see if your testes work first. I'm sorry. See if your pituitary works first. Because then they'll inject you with luteinizing hormone to see if your testes work. And they try to find where the link is. Is the pituitary not functioning, but the testes are? Is the pituitary functioning, but the testes are not? Or is nothing functioning? These challenge tests are critical in order to determine what within the hypothalamus, pituitary, testicular axis is not functioning. Once they determine that, then they can address why you're not producing your own testosterone and try to get it worked out. It's a lot of work, and most doctors don't care to do it. They just rather put you on TRT. So unless you find an andrologist, you're probably not going to get anyone to be supportive within the medical community for helping you find why. Now, secondly, my humble opinion is don't travel with prescriptions. Travel with unlabeled bottles and just a couple syringes and put them in your luggage that you check on the airplane and forget about it. Quite often, I mean, I've traveled with syringes and oils in my briefcase with and without prescriptions. And I can tell you that if you put it in your luggage that you're checking and you don't bring a large amount, just bring what you need. If you're going to be out of town for a week or two, and that means 2 to 4 injections, take 2 to 4, syringes. And take just enough of your oil that you need. Because first of all, if you travel to a country, as we saw with Sly Stallone, that prohibits the use of testosterone and growth hormone, it doesn't matter if you have a prescription. If you have a prescription from the United States, that government's not going to recognize it. They're going to say, no, I'm sorry, leave this stuff behind. That's what they did to Sly Stallone. But if they're unmarked, what are they going to say? No, we have to take it. You could say it's anything. You could say, oh, I rubbed that on my shoulders. It's oil for my shoulders. What are they going to say to you? And surely if they take your syringes away from you, you could probably find syringes somewhere else. But I doubt that they'll take anything away from you if it's not marked. If it's marked, you may find that they say, hey, testosterone is not allowed in this country without a prescription, and we don't recognize your doctor's prescription, so it doesn't matter that you're carrying a prescription. We're taking it away anyway.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, I've traveled with unmarked things. I mean, I used to travel every week for years. I even traveled one time with a 60-milliliter syringe filled with transdermal trenbolone. And I would have thought for sure that somebody would have stopped me and said, and I actually had it in my briefcase. And nobody even stopped me. It went through the metal detector. It wasn't a bomb. It wasn't metal. They didn't care. You'd be surprised. Now, if you come with 40 or 10 or 8 unmarked vials, yeah, they're going to stop you. Yeah, they're thinking you're smuggling something in at that point. If you have one and it's 3/4 of the way full or 2/3 of the way full or even 1/3 of the way full and 4 syringes, I doubt anybody's even going to stop you.
I would think with the preponderance of men that are on hormone replacement therapy today, it's not the first time that they're going to see it.
No, but some countries are weird. I mean, look what they did to Sly Stallone. I forget where he flew into. They made him surrender his growth hormone and his testosterone because they didn't recognize his prescription from the United States in that country.
Yeah, I think it was either Australia or New Zealand.
Yeah.
One of those countries. I mean, Australia is just draconian for their import alert list. You know, ecdysterone, as an example, isn't allowed there, nor is Yohimbe. You know, those are treated like drugs, where in this country, they're seen for what they really are, which is, you know, nutritional supplements and or herbal extracts.
The other thing is, if you don't want to try any of this, you don't want to travel carrying anything, what Rob said is a good idea. If you normally take 200 to 250 milligrams a week and you're going to be gone for 2 weeks, inject 500 milligrams and forget about it. I mean, it's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be better than traveling with anything and sweating it out or going without and feeling like crap.
Yeah.
I personally, because of the pharmacokinetics of like things like cypionate, I'd actually go a little higher. I would shoot 750 milligrams for the 2 weeks because you're going to get a really huge pulse. It's going to taper off by the end of the first week and you're going to be down where you belong by the second week.
Yeah. I've talked to a lot of guys on hormone replacement therapy, and there is a risk per se when dropping it altogether when those levels drop unexpectedly. But if you're working with longer chain esters like cypionate, you know, you're right. If you take enough before you go, your levels will be elevated over time.
For the first 4 or 5 days, you'll have a surge. You'll feel really good all of a sudden, right? But yeah. I mean, by the end of the first week, you'll be back to where you normally feel, and you just ride it out for the next week or two, and that's it.
Yeah. It really is a quality of life issue. You know, women have menopause, men have andropause, and gratefully, you know, it's being finally acknowledged by the medical community as a serious condition that needs to be addressed.
And cats have cat paws. So, and I'd rather have menopause or andropause than cat paws any day. Because imagine as big as I am if I had little cat paws. Wouldn't I look ridiculous? I'd look stupid.
Bring your cat and her medications with you.
There you go. There you go. So there you go. See, I'm going through cat paws right now. I have to take this injection right away. Otherwise, I'll cough up a hairball right here in customs, and you don't want me to do that. Trust me.
Oh, that's great.
We have a question from Anonymous. That's right, Anonymous, the guy who attacked Monsanto and hacked into the government's computers. He listens to this show because he's up against it right now, trying to stay out of the way from organizations like Blackwater. So he has to stay strong and mentally clear. And where else can you find the information to do that but here on Supremo Radio during the Blueprint Power Hour? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll read Anonymous's question for you. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com for a free brochure.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin stretching muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. I'm letting the music play longer to see if it corrects the feedback. Let's see. Okay. No, it didn't. All right. So anyway, welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. We're doing it from a cave, the Bat Cave today. That's where the echo's coming from.
You need me to talk again?
Yeah, that's good. Okay. I don't know why it does that, but it's so annoying to me. All right. So Anonymous says, you had mentioned to take glycerol monosterate, which by the way, I've been using today, for us older guys, not just older guys. Not to have to get up in the middle of the night to go pee-pee. I have some, and the container says to take 2 to 3 teaspoons as a serving. You said something like 1 to 2 teaspoons. How much should be taken before bed, not to have to get up and go pee? And how many hours before going to bed should I take it? What do you think?
Well, you know, it's quite true. I found the suggested versus effective dose of glycerol monostearate is very different, at least in my case. I don't think 2 to 3 teaspoons gets you to the grocery store. For what it's worth, the liquid glycerol seems to work better at the cosmetic effects, but glycerol monostearate for the anonymous purposes. For what reason, I'm not quite certain. Regardless, you'd be hard-pressed to get more than 2 to 3 tablespoons of the liquid stuff down, as it's sickeningly sweet.
Yeah.
Glycerol monostearate, on the other hand, doesn't have such issues, but doesn't exactly dissolve well either. For your purposes, though, 2 to 3 tablespoons of monostearate with a pinch of sea salt also adds to the effect and should see you sleeping through the night. I really like that stuff, especially for this problem. You know, I take it before bed, and I don't get up in the middle of the night. And let's face it, you know, sleeping through a quality 7 to 9 hours is far preferable to getting up 2, 3, or more times during the night. And a lot of guys, especially my age, I'm 44, have that problem. And, you know, it's hopefully benign prostate hypertrophy. It's a natural thing. It happens to almost all guys at this age. And, you know, do get it checked out to make sure it's something not more serious. But this tip helps. I've heard from dozens of guys that have put it into practice. It's economical.
I've been using it when I fast to keep my muscles full, and it works. And this is something I learned a long time ago from we had a guy whose last name was Schaefer. He trained Mike Miller, the power lifter, when Mike became an MMA fighter. And he came on my show, and we talked about a lot of things. And I asked him, I said, I see these MMA fighters and even boxers who have to make weight for an event. Like, literally, come in and weigh in, and then the next morning be like 7, 8 pounds heavier. Like, what are they doing? I mean, I understand a gallon of water, but they don't look like they're bloated. And he told me, he said, it's glycerol or glycerin, whatever you want to call it. He said, you completely deplete. And then that night you have a couple tablespoons of glycerin in water and in just a couple glasses of water. And then you drink water for the rest of the night and it all fills into your muscles.
Yeah. It's really something to see. And a lot of creatine non-responders, for that matter, when they add glycerol and a little bit of sea salt, boom, all of a sudden, you know, it's there.
Really?
And, it's particularly prominent on a low-carb or a ketogenic diet or even low-calorie diet. And you, Carl, you know, I'm glad you brought it up, the example of fasting or intermittent fasting. It's gold because it's low glycemic. It does not raise blood sugar.
See, I fasted yesterday. I had only one meal yesterday, and that was at 6 o'clock last night. And I'm fasting again today. And I do this intermittent. I have absolutely gained a bunch of muscle. So now I want to make sure that I stay lean. So I'll have a 2-day fast. And today, because I noticed today I looked flattened out this morning when I woke up.
Yeah.
So I've been using, I've had 2 tablespoons of glycerin so far today with my water. And I can already feel it. I literally can feel it in my shoulders and my upper arms already.
Now, how much water do you drink alongside of it?
It depends. I'm not a big, I got to have a gallon of water a day. I let my thirst drive me, but I absolutely get at least a half to 2/3 of a gallon of water in every day just by itself, like without trying.
Yeah, that's, I used to be got to get a gallon of water a day guy too, but you know, I much prefer let's go by what my body's telling me.
Yeah. And don't forget, you know, if you're eating carbs, any kind of carbs, I don't care if they're vegetables, the word carbs is carbohydrate because there's water in it. So you're getting water and you're getting water in beef, you're getting water in everything.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people forget the suffix is hydrate.
Yeah.
So for every gram of carb that the muscle pulls in, it also pulls in nearly 2.9 grams, nearly 3 grams of water with it, which explains why low-carb diets work the way they do, right? People go on a low-carb diet, they drop, some of them, a pound a day for a couple of weeks. However, when you eventually come off the low-carb island and start eating carbs again, it also explains why the weight comes back on as fast as it came off.
Right, right. It comes back very, very fast. Very fast. Okay, so the next thing agenda we have to cover is the blueprint tip of the day. And the blueprint tip of the day speaks to something I'm always doing, which is coming back from something. So let's talk about it's comeback time. What do we want to talk about here, Rob?
Well, it is, in fact, comeback time. And being around for as long as I have, not much gets me excited anymore. But this is different. And it has everything to do with you, your future, and getting to Gainesville. Power building is coming back. And that, according to none other than Sean Phillips, who I spoke with on Skype yesterday. We spoke for over an hour, and surprisingly, we have a lot in common. It looks like I'll have the opportunity to be part of its relaunch, and believe me, nobody's more excited about this than I am. Now, bear in mind, I offer a program of my own, so it's somewhat of a competing venture. Now, having said that, I'm here to tell it like it is. Power building will revolutionize strength training as you know it. I don't know Sean all that well. I'm getting to know him, but I know enough to say he is an absolute genius when it comes to program design. I believe he's an engineer by trade. He was way ahead of his time when power building debuted in the early 90s. It was obvious, down to the last rep, that this was something special. The experience was a game changer. It specified everything from what exercises to use to how much weight to use to reps, right down to how long to rest in between sets. And it was frighteningly accurate. The results, two words, mind-blowing. Never before had I made such progress in such a short period of time. And everyone I knew that took the plunge experienced the same. People in my gym were asking me what I was on. All right, I wasn't on anything. No pills, no powders, no potions, and certainly nothing illegal. Now, fast forward to a few months ago when I praised the program's merits. I'm not even sure what spurred me to do it, but I for sure am glad that I did. All right, and some clever sleuthing by you, Carl, into who Brad Jeffries was, led to Sean, and it was confirmed. Brad Jeffries was a pen name Sean used in Muscle Media. He could have used Sally for all I cared. I just knew the program was gold. There was considerable interest generated, and I encourage listeners to ask for it. Frankly, you know, email Sean, post about it, and you guys did. You stepped up, and together we did it. Power building is coming back. It will blow the doors off anything you've tried before or since. I'll go so far as to say this. You will make more progress in 2 months than you made in the past 2 years. And I want you to hold me to that because I already know what the answer is. Now, I don't know if people understand the gravity about what's about to unfold. What I do know is that the folks who get on board are in for an incredible ride. So let's let the games begin.
You know what's funny? So we had, we did a show about power building because you talked about it on the show. And we had people reach out who are actually in the software business who said, look, we want to help Sean bring this to fruition. And I put them in touch with Sean. Hopefully some of those people are actually working out in helping make this come about. But it's really exciting, really, really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he shared some things with me about the original program design and what he went through to build it. And, you know, I shared with him, I said, Sean, I spent so much time trying to reverse engineer the program. I literally plotted it on graph paper, and I plotted it against every program that I knew of, you know, everything from linear periodization to undulating periodization, Fred Hatfield's programs at the time, the Russian Strength Program generator, which was out way back when, and it looked like nothing I have seen before or since. It is completely unique. It is completely customized to the individual. And that's part of the reason, by the way, it works so well. It is customized to you. And when I say it works well, and it works down to the last rep, I am being 100% serious and forthright. What really impressed me was the last rep on the last set of the program. It took everything I had to get it. And it was not a conscious or a subconscious thing on my part, because I played around with the weights and I played around with the rest intervals. His recommendations were spot on, and it is just eerie how accurate they were. And again, they were customized to me, because to test this, I also gave it to one of my friends with my weights and my rest intervals, et cetera, et cetera. He bombed pretty bad. And then I took his and I proceeded to, perform his workout, and I blew through it. Now, I'm sure if he was stronger than I was, things would have been the other way around. But it just serves to illustrate the program is what he says it is. It's customized to you, your strength levels. He has programs for max strength, for max hypertrophy, for fat loss, for conditioning. The way the program evolves from the original that was rolled out was just, it was a wonderful thing to see. And it's going to be, like I said, a revolutionary, not an evolutionary step in strength training. Please avail yourself to it when it becomes available.
I want to take one last commercial break, and I want to talk about something that's in the media right now. I want to talk about all this stuff that's going on about testosterone. And I want to address a couple things, and we'll do it real quickly. So you're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. So, Rob, you've seen some of the studies. One came out at the end of last year, and one more recently indicating that testosterone supplementation causes heart attacks.
I didn't see those, but it doesn't surprise me.
Well, right now on Facebook, there's a class action lawsuit attorneys. There's a banner up on Facebook. You see it once in a while. And it has a picture of testosterone, three different testosterone gels, and also the testosterone pellet. It says testosterone supplements tied to heart attack, stroke, and early death. Excuse me. They're searching for people to get involved in a class action suit. And so I'm looking at the people's comments. You know, one guy says, great, I use this stuff. Another one says, oh, I'm glad I've never used it. I've been on, I've been taking this stuff since I was 9. And everybody's going back and forth and talking about, you know, oh, this is great. Thank God I don't take it. Oh, people are human guinea pigs and so on and so forth. First of all, you got to be an idiot to think that you're a human guinea pig for taking testosterone when testosterone naturally occurs in your body. And you're a human guinea pig if you take Lipitor. You're a human guinea pig if you take an SSRI. You're a human guinea pig if you take some autoimmune drug. Then you're a human guinea pig. But replacing testosterone, which is a naturally occurring hormone in your body, you're not a human guinea pig, first of all.
No, there are 60, we have 60 years of real world feedback and data now on people that have taken testosterone. You know, if you compare and contrast that to virtually every other pharmaceutical drug, there are no long-term studies on those drugs. You know, 60 years is a hell of a track record for testosterone. And by the way, the guys that have taken supra-physiological doses of it in the real world, you know,
they're not having any problems either.
No. I mean, they're not dying early. They're not, you know, their head doesn't explode on the leg press machine. They're not flipping into rages, you know. So maybe some more acne.
Well, this is just what the FDA wants, because the FDA wants to control testosterone, because the mainstream, the larger pharmaceutical companies are afraid of testosterone, because you can put a guy on a testosterone supplement and you knock out the requirement for three other drugs right away: blood pressure medication, cholesterol medication and quite often antidepressants right off the bat. Boom, they're gone. So and then a lot of times even diabetic medication. So 3 to 4 drugs right off the bat because of testosterone. But here's the interesting thing, and this is what I hate. I'm so disgusted with the mainstream media and how they pander, and then these parasitic attorneys that work for these class action lawsuits of firms. You know, they take this shoddy science. So first of all, let's address the first study that was done at the end of last year, where they followed these guys over 2 years and they assessed that testosterone supplementation increased the risk of stroke and heart attack in these individuals. When you read the study, what becomes really, really obvious to anybody with even a quarter of a brain is that the blood work that they did at the beginning of the study and the blood work that they did at the end of the study in the supplemental group, the guys who were taking the testosterone, didn't go up. They were hypogonadal at the beginning of the study, and they were hypogonadal at the end of the study, which would make you say, wait a minute. If the testosterone supplementation is causing the heart attack, then surely there should be evidence that the testosterone is elevated in these individuals. And it wasn't. Right. So then if you dig a little further, and you look at the statement about compliance, you find out that like close to 80% of these guys only had 2 prescriptions filled over 2 years. Think about this for a second. So were they taking testosterone? If they, how many prescriptions wouldn't you have to get a prescription at least every 90 days, every 2 months, or maybe even every month? Two over 2 years? And then you go, oh, wait a minute. I see why their testosterone levels didn't go up. Because they were prescribed it, but they weren't taking it. Number one. Number two. All the men in the first study had previously been angiogrammed. Now, who do they angiogram? Who do they stick a catheter in to the arteries of the heart? Somebody who's healthy? You think they just, hey, I'm here for my routine physical, and while I'm here, why don't you give me an angiogram? No. They give people angiograms that have heart problems. So all these guys had heart problems. They were all sick to begin with, right? And then they prescribed testosterone, but they didn't monitor to see if they actually took their testosterone. And lastly, nobody scratched their head and went, wait a minute, if these guys are taking testosterone, why didn't their testosterone levels go up? Since we're going to blame testosterone for the increased rate of heart attack and stroke in this group, shouldn't there have been an elevation in testosterone levels in the supplemental group?
That takes critical thinking skills.
But and this is the problem, right? So nobody reads the studies. They just take the headline and they run with it. The same thing happened with this latest group. It was a 90-day period that they followed these individuals. 90 days. Okay? This is, 90 days is not long-term efficacy. It doesn't even put, a 90-day study on a drug is worthless. It means nothing. And the same thing, a population of men who previously had heart problems. So if you take a population of men who previously had heart problems, chances are there's a lot of things that you could do to them. Like if you made them eat McDonald's every day, they'd have a higher rate of heart attack. Oh, wait a minute. Well, oh, no, but McDonald's would say, well, that's not fair. Don't forget the French study that showed that the rats exposed to Roundup and GM corn and GM corn combined with Roundup developed cancerous tumors the size of their heads. Everyone discounted that research saying, well, those rats are predisposed to develop cancer, right? So when it favors the argument, they say, oh, well, that's not fair because you're using a skewed population that's going to develop, even though those are the rats they use for cancer research. So, but they don't say that here. Well, wait a minute. You're using guys. Let's look at healthy people. Let's not look at guys who've had heart attacks already. Let's look at healthy people and see what the problem, what problems occur. No. When it favors their argument, they stack the odds. When it doesn't favor their argument, they argue that stacking the odds is unfair. And so I just posted on this thing, this wall of this ad. I said, this is complete BS. Shoddy science combined with parasite attorneys, just what makes the country worse, not better. If anyone actually read the studies, they would have seen that A, all the subjects in both studies were sick, had previous heart conditions, and B, over 80% of the men in the first study who were followed over 2 years only had 2 prescriptions filled
and their testosterone levels were no higher at the end of the study than at the beginning of the study, which any person with a quarter of a brain would interpret as they were not taking their testosterone. Over the 2 years, they were followed. But then again, these SH attorneys have no interest in the facts.
And that's the truth. That's the truth. Yeah. Not all attorneys are bad, but these class action lawsuit attorneys, they are the parasites that drain this country. And I'll tell you why. Because they get all these millions of people, hundreds of thousands of plaintiffs together. And each plaintiff gets a check for $64 and the law firm gets $14.7 million.
Yeah. And you know, to your point earlier about headlines, media and the headlines, the media is not concerned with details.
No, they're concerned that people tuning in, even if they have to tell a lie to get you to tune in.
Shock value.
That's it.
It's two words. It has to do with shock value.
You know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see a cap put on all class action lawsuits to be $1 million. You can't make more than $1 million. Then you see how fast they'll disappear because these attorneys will go, oh, you know, we want bigger tickets than that. We don't want to waste our time with that. But they don't care that the people would get the majority of the money. The people who actually hurt would get the majority of the money. No. They don't want that. They want to get the majority of the money. They don't care about the people that were hurt.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Class action lawsuits do not benefit all these people that join them. There's, you know, the law firms will tell you, hey, we're doing this for you.
Yeah.
But the money split, as you pointed out, is disproportionate,
yeah,
to say the least.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it results in a lot of PR for their firm. You know, your name isn't being put out there, whether you want it out there or not, nor is your financial compensation commensurate at all. It's the law firm that's getting the publicity and the money. So just remember that next time you're
get one of those letters in the mail. I've gotten letters in the mail over the past decade, one from Blockbuster Video, one from, let me think about this, one of the cell phone companies. I got letters from attorneys saying, hey, you know, this is a class action lawsuit. If you want to participate, send this in, you know. And then some of them say, if we don't receive it, you'll participate. And I would send it in because I don't want to be included in that. I'm not interested in that. If I'm maimed or hurt by somebody or some product, I'm going to find an attorney. I'm going to sue them one-on-one, okay? I don't want to be part of a class action lawsuit because the reality is that class action plaintiffs they get no money. They don't get anything that they deserve. If they win $40 million and there's 5,000 people in it, the law firm gets $20 million and the 5,000 they split the rest of it.
Well, you need only look at the commercials for class action lawsuit. I mean, it's everything from asbestos to prescription drugs that cause, you know, birth abnormalities or deformities, etc., to antidepressants, to now testosterone or hormone replacement therapy. It's ludicrous. It's ludicrous. Let's just put an end to it.
It's terrible. And then, you know what? Class action attorneys have no class. There you go. So Clay Tisdale emailed from California. Where can he purchase the glycerol product?
Well, if you hop online, if you're looking for the liquid glycerol, the clear stuff, the very sweet stuff that has a more cosmetic effect, Amazon.com ships that pretty darn cheap. I believe they also carry the glycerol monostearate, which would be the powder. So, you know, I've done business with them before. They're certainly fast. I get my stuff in record time. So I would encourage you to look there.
Vitamin Shop sells it. A lot of places sell it. And then, of course, your local grocery store, usually in the baking aisle, will have glycerin. Glycerin is the same thing as glycerol, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, and you'll usually see it when it's purchased there or in the drugstore. It comes with a warning, you know, not for internal use, not to be ingested. That's not exactly true. But they have to put it on there.
What do they sell glycerin for? Then if it's not for internal use.
You know, it says a skin moisturizer, mostly.
Really?
Yeah, that I've seen. And it does do a nice job. But that should tell you something right there. If it's working externally to moisturize skin and draw water in, imagine what it can do, you know, to pull subcutaneous water into the muscle cell.
Well, and also the glycerin sold in grocery stores is sold to be used in baking and baked goods. So, if you want to, like, well, I don't want to take a chance with the stuff from CVS because it says don't consume it. Maybe they make it in a dirty environment. Then get the stuff that they make for baking and baked goods.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's a great product. It's economical. It works like gangbusters. And it can increase the punch of other supplements, like I mentioned, creatine. And there are others. Basically, anything that hyperhydrates the muscle cell, it'll work really well. I do use it in and around training with Synthogen. Amazing cosmetic effect.
Well, I love that idea of using it with creatine. That's a great idea. I never thought about that.
Yeah. Using it with creatine works well. Other things like glutamine and taurine. Synthogen's already got taurine in it. Certainly, trimethylglycine is another one that Synthogen contains and works very well with glycerol, either monostearate or the straight liquid.
Clay wants to know, what does it do that keeps you from urinating? What does it do in your body, and does that cause any side effects? That's an interesting concept. I mean, I take it for muscle fullness. I wonder if it keeps me from urinating. I didn't notice that.
Well, you know, first off, there are no quote-unquote side effects other than some gastrointestinal upset in some people.
If you take a lot of it.
Yeah, and, you know, as to what it's doing, it's very simple. It causes a shift in the body's water gradient such that more water is pulled from underneath the skin, hence the cosmetic effect, and into the muscle cell. In my opinion, it does a better job than creatine at that, which is saying something.
So basically what happens is there's just less water available to get through your kidneys and in your bladder because more of it's being it's like a dam effect. It just keeps it in the muscles.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about products that work the first time out of the gate that you can see and feel. You know, this is it. You can't say that a lot about about many sports nutrition supplements, but this you can.
I like it. Okay, we have to thank Steve Lapidus from Age Force for coming on. Their new resveratrol patch. You can get a buy one, get one free by going to superhumanradio.com at the very, very top of the page. You'll see resveratrol banner ad. That's the only way you can get the buy one, get one free. It's not available anyplace else at this point in time. So check that out. And of course, while you're on superhumanradio.com, go to Rob Regish's banner ad for the Blueprint Bulletin. When you sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin, you automatically get the Blueprint 3.0, plus add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout as a gift. So check that out. Rob, I need you to do me a favor.
Yeah.
I've asked for 2 weeks now, over 2 weeks, for people to cut a small 10, 15, 20, less than 30 seconds or less video using their smartphone or whatever apparatus they have, and just say how Superhuman Radio has affected their lives for the new website that we're putting together, a montage video. Do you know all the emails I get from people who praise the show and commend the show? Do you know how many videos I've gotten so far in 2.5 weeks?
None.
That's right. I got to be honest with you. I know that people love the show because I get emails all the time. And even in the post that I put on Facebook asking people to send me a video, so many people posted, the show did this for me. And then I would say, will you please put that in a video? And guess how many people did it?
None.
And I know what it is. It's like, I know what it is because it's like, well, I want to make sure I look good and I want to make sure that the background is right. I want all this product. I don't care, man. Shoot it in your bathroom. People take selfies in their bathroom all the time. I don't care. Real people, just very casual, impromptu, 10, 15. I mean, you could say, I love Superhuman Radio. I hate the commercials. That'll go into the video montage. Carl is annoying when he mispronounces words. I'll put that in the video montage. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, don't worry about what it looks like or the production quality. Please help a brother out. The new website is launching next week. And with all the great comments and testimonials I've gotten over the years, all I'm asking you to do is just say it into a camera, into a video camera. That's it.
Yeah. You know what? It's like you said. You know, I get the emails all the time about what a profound difference the show. Oh, you saw it in the questions today. All we're asking is a brief video. It would be really nice and help get the word out.
Yeah, 10 seconds, 20. You could say so much in 20 seconds. I mean, so much. Superhuman Radio sucks. Carl is an idiot. The commercials suck. I'll never listen to it again, but here's my video. That's fine. That was 5 seconds.
Yeah. Only 15 more to go.
Yeah, help a brother out here, man. All right. Anyway, I know Constantori Davison is listening to this right now, and he is going to send me a video because he is a professional photographer, and I'm sure he knows his way around the video camera. And I bet he sends one in. I bet. I'm crossing my fingers, Con. Come on, brother. Anyway, all right. Look, somebody's got to get the ball rolling. The first person who sends in a video, I got to give him something. Let me think about this. Okay. The first person who sends,
I'll give him a free copy of the Blueprint Meteoric, which is going to debut here shortly.
I get an email as soon as the video is uploaded. The first person to put a video in the hopper is going to get the Blueprint Meteoric and $100 worth of free product from Prime Nutrition. How's that?
Wow.
How about that? $100 worth of free. So the first person. Now, don't feel bad if you're not the first person, you know, but I guess I got to do something to motivate people. So there you go.
Yeah.
Be the first person. There you go. All right, listen, Rob, thanks for all you do, brother.
Thanks for having me on. Great time, as always.
Okay, and we will see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.